Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is Drop Tent Media Network.
But I feel like some kind of virtual, like, cult, or even just like a local cult, I could see myself. But the thing is, though, I used to smoke a lot of weed, and now I've been stone cold sober for like almost 2 years now. 2 years ago, I could have easily joined a cult. Now that I don't do any drugs, I feel like it would be much harder to get me in.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood.
Wood. By the renewing of your mind.
Call the Bus.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
You're gonna love it, and we might try to recruit you.
Human.
Comedian out of Philadelphia.
Reptilian.
Here we go, though. Yeah, let's jump in on in Cult of Us, episode 183. Oh, yeah, the Holly Huff story. Here we go. We're in the studio. I'm in the Drop Tent studio. Hey, everybody. How are you? It's good to see you. I'm Neil Wood, and welcome to the Cult of Us. And I've got a great guest today, comedian extraordinaire. I have not even get to see. I mean, I've watched videos of Holly. Like, actually, that sounds creepy. But it's not only that. I've seen clips of Holly's stuff, and being someone who loves a great room in Jersey, we've got the wonderful Holly Huff here today. Hey, Holly, how are you?
Thanks for having me.
Happy to be here. I'm happy that you're here as well. We're going to get into some cult questions, some cult behaviors, and things like that. But first, I wanted to just have people kind of know you, because you brought up to me a cult thing that you had watched and something I had not seen. And I was kind of like thrown back, being like, why do you know more cults than I do? That's not... You know the name of this podcast. Like, what's going on with that? That's not fun. But you had some great stuff there. So, I mean, what's your experience just with, like, cult stuff in general, whether the occult or any cult things?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Neil, don't be shocked that a white woman knows more about cults than you do. That's kind of our specialty.
It can't be true. It can't be true. Why are white women into cults? Is that a thing? Like, true crime and stuff? Oh, yeah?
They dominate the true crime scene.
I mean, one, in murders, you guys get murdered all the time.
Yeah.
Kind of your thing. I know. I get it. Like, you guys are so dramatic about it. And two, yes, you happen to be possibly the largest group that might be consuming cult and also crime stuff. Who knew? I didn't know. Yeah. So that's huge. Yeah, but how much like cult stuff have you checked out, or like cults that you've been interested in?
Yeah, so I've actually I was very big into the true crime and the cults for a while, but lately, just being so busy with comedy, I really haven't had much time. So I feel like my cult knowledge has definitely fallen off. But my absolute favorite is, as you mentioned, the Love Has Won, which is credited as being the first internet cult. Right. So they were ran by a woman named Amy Carlson, who would do live streams and like spiritual sessions over the internet. And over time, just people started finding her on the internet and then moving out to, at first they were in Colorado, then they were in Washington, California, they were all over Oregon. And then, yeah, she just picked up people off the internet into this cult. And she was actually, you probably know this part, very famously, she was dying and was, they were medicating her with the colloidal silver. So the police actually found her body. She was this blue mummy because she had just killed herself with this colloidal silver. And there was like a lot of pictures and media coverage at that time. Okay. But yeah, there's a great documentary on HBO Max about it. It's a 3-part episode. Really, really well done. And yeah, definitely check it out.
Okay, so I'm just going to write down, stop doing enemas with colloidal silver. It's a good note. It's a good note.
Unless you want to be blue, because, you know.
I mean, I have a Smurf kink, so you know what I mean? It's just one of those things I'm into. So it's just, it's when you're into it, you're into it. You don't shame me.
Yeah.
For wanting to be blue and what I do, you know, in my own bedroom. Yeah, that's why. I mean, are we surprised? I mean, that type of behavior it's so easy now with the internet. Like, just, do you think there was a moment, there had to be a moment, right? Like, she was like, a lot of people are following me. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So when she started dying, which I think they found after was due to like liver failure, because they were all severe alcoholics. And there was actually a point that she was asking them to take her to the hospital. Mm. And they were like, no, come on. Like, that's, you know, the hospital isn't real. And like, so she had just created this monster that when she really needed to get out of it, she couldn't. And it was what killed her.
No, guys, come on. Seriously. No, I might need to. I know we've all been like, I've been telling you guys crazy shit forever, but I got an upset tummy. I think I might need to go to the ER. It's like, you, come on. She's being funny. She's being funny. Yeah. It's so funny. Like, all this shit that people spin on the internet, and then eventually when it becomes real, like, I did this to myself, and that is great retribution. It's like you spun shit for so ever, and then that shit killed you.
No, which for is, sure.
Poetic.
It's
kiss.
A great story.
Chef's kiss. It sounds tangential to another one I heard that was similar. I mean, there's a little bit of like, the creepiest one is he made everyone call him dad and he was fucking the kids, unfortunately. What the fuck, that one?
Oh yeah,
that's his dumb, it's unfortunately they all have crazy stupid names, and his went too far. That was probably like the bigger one because it spanned different countries. Like, he had eventually moved and
I know exactly what you're talking about. I
can't think of which one that one was. I think that was, but around love as well, right? Another one where it's like offshoot religion kind of thing, they made it their own thing, and then drinks was like, they were just drinking like fish, and just, which is, if I had a call, I think it would be that one. I think it would be the well, buzzed up, baby, come on, baby, pleasure cruise, we're all doing the cult thing, come on, man, hospitals aren't real. Like, just, I think that would have to be the safest bet, I think, for me to keep going. Would be
that's probably like the easiest kind of cult. Is just, I mean, if everybody's constantly loaded, you can tell them anything.
Yeah. But I mean, all on the same thing, right? Like, it's kind of like Shinrikyo was lots of acid and stuff. And, you know, which of course helped, but he was like more grooming them and having control over like what drugs they were taking. But if I was keeping a commune, wanted people to behave, keeping it loosey goosey, still fun though, party cult. You know what I mean? I think I would have to do the booze one. Just like, it's, I like that. Especially, I was born, I had Catholic raising, so we did a lot of wine. I'm already there, if you think about it, which is huge. Yeah, mother of, and I believe one is, it's the number, or no, it's W-O-N, right? It's like, or is it?
Yeah, love has one, W-O-N.
W-O-N, right.
Was their cult.
Interesting, it's... could be anything. That's the thing. That's the smart move. Is just, love is one. I'm going to a couple of classes. They're just kind of like a meditation thing. And before you know it, it's like, she's dead out back. She's blue. You're like, man, this really escalated. I thought this was kind of like a hot yoga spot, but okay. This really went quickly. Well, I love knowing that. I love that we're jumping in. Let's jump in because I've got some call questions. Let's just kick it off with, obviously, any time that you've persuasion to me interests me. Like, how many times we're persuaded during the day? What's, I mean, you know, I persuaded you to come onto this podcast. It was tough. I chased you down for some years. I'm glad that we finally figured this out. But you know, how much are you being persuaded, do you feel, in your everyday life? Do you feel persuaded often?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I definitely, as you know, I am autistic, and I feel like I get persuaded a lot with the socializing, like going out, especially in comedy, because it's such a hang. And, you know, getting that hit up, like, come on, just come out to this mic, like, meet up with it. And sometimes I am just so burnt out and don't want to do it. But then you get those, like, three people texting you at the same time, and it just, it kills you. You gotta go. So, yeah, definitely a peer pressure in is socializing when I'd much rather be at home watching TV.
That's our first, like, I think, dalliance with persuasion is peer pressure. That's like our first thing, you know, and it can definitely burn you with drugs and whatever which way it happens, you know. Like overstimulation and overwhelming feeling of socialization and stuff like that. It definitely, I get you on that. And then you've, like, sometimes you ever do it and then you've, like, a shitty time there too. Like,
there's nothing worse than pushing yourself out to go to a mic and then just having a crappy set and you're this everything I thought it was going to be.
I didn't feel like being here, and now I definitely don't feel like being here. Thanks, everybody. Like, it's definitely one of those situations. I get you on the peer pressure. It's interesting too, like, how much I was trying to ask, like, you know, how much do you feel persuaded? Because some people, like, even with marketing, like, every day I feel sometimes I'm like, I hate how many ads we get. I feel always, it's just constant persuasion all the time, just running in the background. But sometimes people don't feel it the same way I do, you know? Like, I'm genuinely mad. I think that's the thing I'm trying to not do, is, like, react. Because people will just be, I'll be like, ugh. And they're like, what? It's like, nothing, just an ad. like, ads are every day. They're like water. And I'm just like, yeah, I know, but I still think about them all the time. And I hate that they exist, and which is tough because I was in marketing. So it's, it's dumb. It's dumb, but it's just like, I just didn't know it was going to be this much of, like, I'm trying to look up CPR on YouTube. Will you stop showing me a fucking ad? Like, this guy's going to die. She's blue. Like, you know, like, there's that kind of thing where you're like, okay, thank you, BetterHelp. Yeah, I think, okay. She's dying. Like, you know, I do feel at this point YouTube should just be, like, a private, like, or public good. It's like, it's God's. But I mean, who do you think, you know, with persuasion, do you think you could be persuaded into a cult situation? Do you think you could be? And in no way am I grooming you.
I guess it would kind of depend on what the cult is. Like, I'm definitely not moving. Like, I'm very, like, I live in Jersey. I'm staying in Jersey. So if it's some kind of cult and they're like, yeah, we're going out to Colorado, that's where I would probably draw the line. Smart. But I feel like some kind of virtual, like, cult, or even just like a local cult, I could see myself getting into it. But the thing is, though, I used to smoke a lot of weed, and now I've been stone cold sober for, like, almost 2 years now. Yeah. And definitely 2 years ago, I could have easily joined a cult. Now that I don't do any drugs, I feel like it would be much harder to get me in.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm still in that weed game. You know, definitely sleepy time helps. And I feel like if you caught me after a little bit of weed before bed, I probably would agree to whatever you said.
Exactly.
I probably would. She'd be like, we're about to go rob a bank. I'd be like, yeah, man. Okay.
Sounds true.
I mean, I got to find pants, but yeah. I'll be right there. I would be terrible. I'd be like, obviously, I'd be like asleep at the wheel. You know, like, clearly, like, they'd come out and be like, what the fuck? Get ready. Let's go. I'm like, dude, I was just fucking hanging, man. Just fucking chill out. But I'm persuadable there. I'm 100% persuadable there. Yeah. So in being persuaded into the cult, but you said something there I wanted to go back to. It depends on what the cult is. So moving is a good, you mentioned with, Love Is One, as soon as moving happens, that always, you're just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
moving.
Well, because that's how they isolate you. Uh-huh. That's the first step, is getting people isolated right. from their communities. And the one you were mentioning that we can't remember the name of.
Yes.
With the dad. That was the first step, was I think he would bring in married couples and then break them up and make mm-hmm. them marry. Like, he would do the marriage swap.
Yes.
Which was the quickest way to get people isolated and also control
yeah.
them.
Yeah, that was, yeah, because that had David Ito, I think. I can remember that was the David Ito cult.
Yeah.
He would end up going in and trying to kill some of them over in Brazil or South America somewhere, where they ended up moving.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of it, because, yeah, I just remember, of course, it just because anytime you're calling another man dad.
That seems to be big in the cults, the mom and dad stuff.
it's like when you hear that, like, Reagan called his wife like mother.
Oh my god.
You're like,
I've never heard that.
Nancy. Yeah, yeah. You're just like, yeah. You're like, oh, okay, mother. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, shall we go to bed, mother? You're like, hey, fucking dude. Why are you, what is that about? I don't understand it. Yeah, yeah. It's calling a man who's not your father dad. Specifically dad, not daddy. Not in a sexual kind.
Right. Yeah, that's dad. Almost worse.
So much. There's just such a thing to it. So gross. That's what sticks out to my head a bunch. Also, him looking like kind of like a longer, taller version of Colonel Sanders. But yeah. And you're like, this guy, this is the guy that convinced all these people into some
sexual? That's Elrond, too. Elrond Hubbard was so unattractive.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't even like, his speeches were good, but himself wasn't that great.
No.
So it's always crazy how Scientology became probably the biggest cult in history.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's crazy that it happened at all, let alone like in this country. It's kind of, I mean, religious freedom is one thing, but it's like, they don't pay taxes. It's wild. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Just made up a thing, and then you don't pay taxes because of it. Could you imagine? What could you make up? And then if you had to try to pitch it to the government as a way for you to be like, I don't think I should pay taxes for this. Like, I can't think of anything like that I could make that would just be like, yeah, you don't need to pay taxes because of it. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right.
I was like, wait, I made this table shaped like a heart and you guys I don't have to pay taxes now? I didn't know carpentry was going to lead to this. Like, yeah, my non-profit.
Carpentry cult.
Yeah. My carpentry cult. Yeah. For the love of wood. My last name's Wood, so it works. The love of wood. Blessed be upon you. Drink this and go forth. Like, I could not imagine getting tax exemption for something that I created. It's... But moving, yeah, that's always a good indicator. I love you're like, so if a Jersey cult existed,
you it's might... like 30 minutes from my house, it'll work out.
true, somebody who like appreciates their time and their convenience and comfort. When you're just like, I mean, dude, if it's a 30 minute diameter
in on the range, weekend, mostly.
yeah, it's yeah. I could understand joining, you know, a cult that's much more like the National Guard. You know, just 2 weeks in the summer, one weekend a month. Like, that's kind of the way I think about it. It's true. And at the end of the day, it feels like I might just be lonely.
just looking for plans.
Yeah, just looking for plans. All right, perfect. I love it. What other cults, just to get before, because I know we're coming up on a little break, usually I like to take a little break, drink a little water, and, what other cults kind of stick out to you? Were there any other ones that kind of popped, that being the big one, or one that kind of blew you away with their behavior, what they got away with? I'm trying to think of the other big ones that really, like, Om Shinrikyo always sticks out to me, because it happened not that long ago, it's like the 90s.
Yeah.
And... it being how far they got and how crazy, like them having scientists, like recruiting scientists and this weird, and it was all based off like manga and like anime. And that's how they just brought in all these kind of like nerds and stuff. And then before you know it, nerds are tripping on acid in like dark rooms and stuff. And before you know it, they're using, you know, like poison gas on trains in Japan or something. And you're like, this got out of hand. Like, I really do sometimes just awe over it, just be like, how the fuck did this happen? Yeah. But I think that one always sticks out to me if I have to like say, you know, and people don't know it as much. So I go like, oh man, if you haven't checked out just like in all of how this happened, Scientology, I do agree with you. I think is a nut like for America. Pretty wild. Yeah. How this, yeah, that one sticks out. You're like,
yeah, no, Scientology is definitely the icon. I don't know if there was a specific cult name for this, but Jack Parsons, who was the rocket scientist / magician that hung out with David Bowie, and they had a big
sex L. Ron Hubbard
kind of thing. So I've always liked that one because of the Bowie connection.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's and L. Ron Hubbard as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of where like the cult culture really started was with Jack Parsons. Like so much stuff can be traced back to Jack Parsons and what he did back then.
It is wild. Yeah, it is wild that L. Ron Hubbard comes into there. You've got Crowley involved. You've got like this weird moment in California with this crazy scientist who taught himself and it went on to make JPL. Like, and you're just like, this can't happen nowadays. Like, I mean, I say that, but Elon Musk is basically our president. So
I know he's almost got his own commune with his number of kids.
Yeah. 18? What's he at now?
No, I don't think it's that. I forget the number. He's getting up there.
Yeah, we need more of hims. I think we need more of him. We need more Elon Musks in the world. I always say that. You're not wrong. There's some definitely cult stuff going on there. All right. Well, let's do a quick little break. Drink some water. It's important to stay hydrated in our cult. We'll be right back with more Holly Huff and Cult of Us. Producer and friend Neil Wood here. Brief commercial break. Hey, how you doing? This is Neil Wood, one of the co-owners of Drop 10 Media Network and who helps run Biggest Little Comedy. You can check out all the other stuff we do at drop10.com. We've got podcasts, live comedy shows, and so much more. Go over there, support your favorite podcasts, follow them, subscribe. We appreciate it. And we're 100% DIY, just a bunch of creatives trying to make it in this. And give us some feedback. We always enjoy a little feedback. Thanks.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, here we go. Back after that quick little break. I'm here with comedian Holly Huff. She's doing great. I'm doing great. Let's get into the meat of it, though. So, Holly, I kind of want to know people's interpretation of that, where they sit. Like, again, we talked a little bit about how you could be persuaded, but, like, if you were in a cult, who do you see yourself as? Like, if you were a member of a cult and you get to pick kind of like in your head who you think you would. And I want to say this, be honest with yourself. You know what I mean? Like, really, you know, like what would you do? What would you not do? What could you be persuaded to do and not do? Like, you know, you're a woman who knows like what she wants. You're a person who's got like, you know, again, it's like, maybe 30 minutes from my house I would go to. So you have firm rules, but like, you know, really put yourself in it, really put yourself in that place of like, who do you think you would be? What would you do for the cult? That kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. No, I think I definitely would definitely be like the secondhand woman. Like to whoever the cult leader is. I'm very good at being in people's ears and like kind of tagging in things. So I definitely wouldn't be the leader, but I would probably be that person that's telling the leader what to do.
People at home, I'm laughing as she's talking because I was like, I can definitely see it. immediately, just like a little finger, like, you know, from Game of Thrones. Yeah. Like, I could see who, not really saying much and then just slowly coming over. In their ear. What's she saying? What did she say? That's me. Like, I'm on trial in the call and I see you moving in a power play happening and I'm like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
I can see that power play. I see that in you. Yeah. Kind of puppeteering from behind the scenes a little bit. A little nudge here, a little nudge there. Before you know it, you know, she's dead in the back. She's blue. You're taking over the cult. I 100% see it. So that makes sense. Okay. That's, again, you were honest with yourself, and I think you nailed it. You don't want to be the leader, really.
No.
That's
all the responsibility.
Yeah, it's all the responsibility. You got to die eventually or like, you know, or keep it going. You just have that situation going on, you know, until you get tax exemption and then everything's fine. And then you can get movie stars to come and be in movies for you. We don't know what Tom Cruise is doing at the end of the day. I believe on his deathbed, we will ascend.
it's that he's gay. They know they've got that he's gay, and I think it's the same thing with John Travolta as well. I think they're both in the closet, and Scientology just has that over them.
Yeah, right. I have gone back and forth on this only because of his, and I'm an action movie guy, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I've watched all of the movies, and I have this struggle with him always, and I'm wondering if you think the same, where, like, every once in a while you're watching one of his movies, and you just kind of look at it, and you're just kind of like, dude, is it really just gay that you're, like, is that really what this is? Like, Travolta, you're like, dude, be gay. Like, no one, how would anyone give a fuck? For Travolta, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Like, if he's just gay and for some reason doesn't want that to be out or whatever, and they have that on him and he's just kind of stuck in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense for him given his career status. You know what I mean? Like, but Tom Cruise, he doesn't do sex scenes. Like, they had to put an extra one in, like, in a lot of the movies. You know what I mean? Like, I get it why he would be like, it can't be true. Like, it can't be true. I'm not gay. Like, he's like, and he's built this kind of thing around it. But at the end of the day, sometimes you're like, dude, is that all they're holding over you? Is that really what this is?
Well, they start from day one, they document everything. So it aside from just the gay, I mean, they've got probably what at this point, 30 years of just every single thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
And he was very close with I can't remember the name of the guy who runs it now, whose wife has been missing for like 10 years. Her name's Shelly something.
Shelly, yeah. Where the fuck's Shelly? Yeah, Jeff? No, wait. Damn it. Yeah, David Miscavige.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
David. Sure. Where is Shelly, David?
Yep.
That's what everyone's asking.
Yeah.
She's been gone.
I mean, that's Cruise's best friend. And from what everybody has said, like, he genuinely loves that guy. So for Cruise, it's a little more nuanced. For Travolta, it kind of does seem like he probably wants out, but is just so deep into it at this point in his life, it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah, and there's like the sunk cost fallacy. Literally for this one, it's like fiscal and just the amount of time they've sunk into it. But yeah, with Cruise, it's such a weird, interesting thing. Yeah, you're right, though. The dirt is there, and he, I think, has fully just embraced it and is trying to... through it's funny that like it's driven him to be like, I do my own stunts. Like, now it's like he almost thinks he has to be superhuman, you know what I mean? Like, it must be real, which is interesting the way it's driving him to then be like, I'm just gonna strap myself to a fucking plane, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, like, who would suck to hear a celebrity? Now, I'm not like a celebrity person, kind of, you know, like, you know them, but like, I don't follow specifically celebrities, but like, who would you be like bummed out to hear was in a cult. And you're like, no, what? How did you get? Oh, what?
Definitely Jack Black.
That would be so brutal. Like if
he, well, unless he was starting his own cult. That would probably be a cult that I would
start. Then I'm in. I'm like, no, I'll sign up tomorrow. Yeah, Jack Black. Yeah,
I'll move to California.
Yeah, what was the Macho Libre? I can't even remember the name of that silly ass movie. But if he's just doing that deep bend with his quads in those pants with no shirt on, I'm kind of like, dude, whatever he's rocking, I'm in. I don't know what it is. Polyester pants. How are you even? Where are your nuts? Sorry. Yeah. Like, I don't even understand how he does it. But yeah, I would be bummed out. That would be a big bummer if Jack Black. You're like, no, what? Jack Black was involved in Nexium or something? You'd be like, yeah, fuck. Yeah, that would be a bummer. I would definitely be. There's celebrities where you're like, how are you not in a cult? Like, is Jared Leto in a cult or making his own cult? I think he might have made his own cult.
He has his own cult in his head.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah. It's funny. Kind of deserves it. He's like a singer and like, I mean, songwriter, I guess, by, you know, I don't know how much of it he actually written, but like talented that way. Good looking, classically good looking dude or whatever. Plus an actor and always doing like very ridiculous parts. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
I could see a group of women almost Manson. Like I could see a Manson cult. Yeah, for sure. Right. What would be their crime? Like, I'd imagine what it would boil over to is like, you heard a bunch of women killed Jack Black or something.
Yeah.
It would be, or whoever is about to be the next Joker.
That's what it would be.
It would be that. It's so interesting. Yeah. Okay. So we've got your kind of place in the cult. I'm wondering then, you know, if you're whispering in people's ears, but like, how severe do you think you would be? Do you think you have it in you to punish people in the way that some cults have? Do you really, is that something that you think, if driven by, especially drugs we mentioned?
Yeah.
Could you see yourself getting there in a way? I know it's a very tone change question, but.
I've always liked like the idea of like a classic hole, like, you know, just like sending them down to the hole for a few hours.
That's an easy,
like,
yes.
Like a wet dripping bucket or something.
It puts the lotion
Not
on its skin.
Not too harsh, but harsh enough.
Yeah. It puts the lotion on its skin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, or else it gets that. You have to be saying it just so you feel better.
Yeah.
You're right. That is an easy sequestering is much easier than having to deal with punishments in that way. But okay. So, okay. That's one punishment. I like that. What would be two other punishments that you would be okay with? If like somebody broke a rule, which we're going to get to in a second, if somebody broke a rule, before we make up the rules, I'd love to know what other punishments you could see yourself. And again, it could be anything. It doesn't need it. That's what some people, I think they're like, okay, it needs to be physical violence or something. No.
Yeah.
Could be psychological. You could be like, you have to watch all of Frasier. And I like Frasier. It's what, yeah, but like to be forced to watch Frasier, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in the mood to watch Frasier. You're like, well, that's your punishment. So go watch Frasier until I say so.
That's a tempting one. I do like the psychological more than the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, maybe something like nobody can talk to this person for a week. And like, they just all have to pretend that person doesn't exist. Because especially like if we're moved out to like the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, which is where, you know, 30 minutes from my house is where this cult is.
Shout out.
Then, you know, I think that would be pretty tough. It's just being ignored.
To the Jersey Devil with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. You're good. Oh, you're good. Because that's, I forget. Especially if you're doing the thing where it's like people pretending, like gaslighting, group gaslighting.
Yeah.
Or what is it? Yeah, when it's a group gaslighting, it's, I can't remember what it is, but that being a certain thing, which psychologically has shown, fucks people up. If just a bunch of people in a room, imagine that. A bunch of people in the room all of a sudden decide that they don't see you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, you come out from the bathroom and then you just, no one is responding to you. You're just like, oh shit, I fucking died in the bathroom, dude.
Yeah.
I died in the bathroom and this is my hell. Like,
You can't tell them that they're getting punished either. It just happens.
And it's because you're at a party that like you were persuaded to go to. You're like, no. I didn't want to be here to begin with. Yeah. That would be, that's a good one. I love, that's like, ugh, you're fucking brutal. Okay. This is worse than I thought. Okay. Third one, I'm trying to think of in the same vein, what another good one we tacked on psychologically and like kind of really, but like, again, torturous, but not, that's a good one. What other stuff's in that vein of some stuff? Really isolating. We're hitting the isolation a lot.
Yeah. Man.
I'm trying to think if you can escalate from there. I don't see how. People aren't even, you're in a hole, right? And then you're, and then if like you're brought out and like another punishment, people not seeing you.
Yeah, maybe like if we're keeping on the theme of that we're in the woods, maybe like picking them up, blindfolding them, take them like 5 miles somewhere in the middle of nowhere, drop them off. And then they have to find their way back and kind of phrase it of like a test. Like if you're meant to be here, you will find your way back in the woods. I think that could be the final punishment.
Yeah, that's a good one. Damn, nailed it. You can see this cult really shaping up.
I know. I think we should start it.
We should go. Yeah. I'm happy to just do. I mean, yeah, you being absolute sober, whispering in like the leader's ear to be telling it. I'm just like some drunk idiot here. Just like, listen, man, I'll be here after he dies. Get the next one in there. I'm just trying to keep my villa.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
my Pine Barrens villa.
We built the villas.
I'm from Jersey. Love the Pine Barrens. Shout out, Batsco. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, it's I love that. Okay, so let's get into these rules here. I'm wondering, you know, there's this, you're probably have nailed the rules and really shaped up this cult in a lot of ways that other people haven't. So I'm really liking it. But when it comes to rules and stuff, now I like trying to give people the challenge of give me three rules. If you're the head of the cult, if you're the leader, what are three rules people would have to follow? They can be anything. It could be minute or, you know, just weird, but absolutely, you have the reins, so whatever they are, you can do. Is there anything that you would comes off the top of your head?
Yeah, well, I personally am very passionate about a high fiber diet, and I don't mean like Metamucil, I mean real fiber. So that would definitely be a rule, is like only high fiber foods allowed.
No one's shitting. No, it's like gets too high. It's like I would just need something because I haven't passed anything in days. It's like high fiber. That is what you're doing. I love that. Okay, so what are people eating like constantly to keep out? Like, what's something? Is there something especially specifically that you'd be like, this is in our diet always?
And yeah, bananas, avocados, definitely sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Would we be able to grow bananas and avocados in the Pine Barrens? That might be tough. We might have to just stick with like root vegetables.
It might be sweet potatoes. Yeah, it might need to be
sandy out there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. But then, hey, listen, again, I think the punishment that I would do is always just like tiny manual labor, like small, you know, like laundry. And I just don't want to do it, you know. I do it all the time. We do it as adults constantly. It's actually the first on my bucket list of shit to get rid of if I ever like, that's the dumb, that's how you know you didn't come from like money. when you're like, if I ever just make it, even just like $300,000 a year, first thing out of my fucking schedule, the first thing I'm doing that's gone is laundry. I'm just like, I don't need to worry about it anymore. Like, it's just one less thing I have to do. I would send out clothes or whatever, you know, just somebody comes and does my laundry. I don't care. And that's how not for money I am. It's just, yeah. I just don't want to do, I don't want to fold pants. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like what, but I think I would do that. That would be like an easy punishment that I would do for people. That would be there, or a rule that'd be like, well, then I never do pants ever. Like I would do that.
Yeah.
Would be a rule.
Yeah. I think it would probably have to be more of a rule. Cause I mean, if you're the cult leader, of course you're not doing your own laundry.
Yeah. And am I wearing pants? That's the question.
That's also the other question. Is there clothes?
I might be Winnie Poohing it all day. I'm not 100%, especially if we're in the Pine Barrens summertime. I think I'm Winnie the Poohing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of ticks though. You have to think about.
There is. That is an issue. You know what I mean? But that's also why I have my harem of young. I shouldn't even say young. Saying young.
Like
the kids. Yeah. They're like the fish that eat the plankton off of sharks. Like, they just come around me and are constantly like, just have little chips. Just grooming me constantly.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. I like the rule on that one. So, okay. So high fiber diet. What are some other things? So you're everyone's eating high fiber stuff. They're getting into sweet potatoes. We're doing that. We're maybe farming them.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just keep going and we'll just have like a healthy bowel movement cult. and all the rules won't be poop related. We could I'm creating too much of a reality, because I would say everybody has to use a bidet instead of dry toilet paper, but if we're in the woods, I don't know that we could set that up. Maybe you have to like go into the stream and like wash yourself. Maybe like a bath every time you go to the bathroom.
I like that. Every time. Nice. Good times. Yeah. At that point, okay, I love that. Yeah, but this is very interesting. I'm just like, anytime.
It's a very clean and healthy woods cult.
Also, I think you're just describing a spa in California right now.
Yeah. Well, that's how we get people out there.
Just a high fiber diet, and also we've got our poop stream. Go ahead, jump in there. You know what I mean? Yeah, river runs brown. Couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we don't wash our face in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. He's dead. He's fucking dead. That guy's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. We've got a pretty healthy cult going on right now. Rule three.
Oh, that's tough. Maybe we could just do like everybody's got to wear sunscreen all the time, especially like once it gets to summer. I mean, I know that there's probably not a lot of sunlight coming through, but there would be, especially if we're all naked, there would be enough sunlight to cause some damage, and we can't be dealing with melanoma.
No. Melanoma. Yeah. This is right now. Okay. We've got either a very trendy spa or, you know, just like a retreat. This is really what this is. People can come and go. That's great. And there, I love that it's very easy rules to follow. God forbid if someone didn't. Like,
I know. And then if you don't put on sunscreen one day, you're straight in the hole.
I love that we set up the punishments first.
Yeah, the punishments first.
Punishments are like so severe. You're just like, I just didn't want sweet potatoes today. Yeah. Just like too fucking bad, dude. Too fucking bad.
No one's talking to you for a week.
You are now invisible, just so you know. And go. It's fucking severe. Well, Holly, I mean, I might join this one. I got to be honest.
I think it sounded pretty fun, honestly.
Sounded pretty good.
You're the perfect cult.
The Pine Barrow. It's like the Pine Barrens BMs. Like, is the
name? Yeah. Yeah.
Pine BMs.
You don't do life feeling backed up.
Yeah. You guys have like public access commercials. Feeling backed up. Are there any times you really just want to relieve yourself of responsibility and everything you have to do? Stop thinking all of this ads and stuff that you're getting. Come over to Pine Barrens BM. We'll get you flowing in our top of the line shit river. Clean your asshole the old fashioned way. Just cut to a dude. You can see him. He's clearly just bent over while the river's rushing into his butt. And he's just like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a great cult. I would definitely join this one. We might need to make up some t-shirts of like what this cult would be and get a logo going. I think this is a good one. Well, thank you for joining me on this wonderful day. Why don't you let people know where they can find you and all the cool, you know, any shows and fun stuff you got coming up.
Yeah, for sure. I'm most active definitely on Instagram, Holly Huff Comedy. I do also have a TikTok, Holly Huff Comedy. I'm on Facebook. You can follow me on there as well. But definitely Instagram is where I'm going to be posting all my dates, all my shows. Like Neil kind of said at the beginning, I've been putting up some stand-up reels as of recent as well. So you can check those out. And give me a follow.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much, guys. You can follow me. Obviously, I am Neil Wood on all this stuff. And don't forget to hit the little... subscribe button. I know you're, it's stupid. I gotta do. Please hit the subscribe button. Blah, whatever. But like, yeah, hey, don't be a dick. If you like this, like, hit it. You know what I mean? Don't be an asshole. Guys, another day in the cult. Thank you so much, Holly, and we'll see you next time. Later.
Thanks.
This episode of the Cult of Us podcast was brought to you by some Patreon shout-outs. Patreon shout-outs going out to shout-out Adam. Maxwell, Patrick. Oh yeah, thanks everybody for the Patreon. You get it a day sooner, so I hope you're enjoying it already, and we'll see you next time. You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @cultofuscast or Cult of Us and just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all the stuff at patreon.com/cultofus or dropdent.com/podcasts. You want to be better. You will.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.